Welcome to this second meeting. It's now quarter after 12 and we're given 40 minutes for this meeting. This is a meeting on functional design. And I want to welcome you all and thank you all for doing some research in between. I took minutes from the first meeting and I'll show them to you in a moment. I know each of you have a presentation, and in thinking about the 40 minutes, I thought it would take only like 3 minutes for the previous minutes. Each of you having about 7 minutes, or maybe a little more, maybe a little less, for your presentations and a little discussion, because I happen to have been told there was some new project requirements and we have to make some decision on what functions it will have. Okay? Does everybody agree with this?
Yes.
Okay. And after the meeting, there'll be things to be done, and as you can see, it says we get to get lunch, and then some more individual work, and then putting minutes away, and individual actions. Now, for the minutes of the first meeting, as you can see, it was just earlier today. Kate, Steph, Sarah, and myself in our full capacities were present. I opened the meeting. The product was developed and reviewed, and we talked about the financial end of it and some implications. The $4 million sales target, and new ideas of not too many buttons, bright colors, and some of the influence of the Japanese. And we closed early so you could then proceed with your research and getting reports together for this meeting. Anybody have any questions on those minutes? Are they complete? Did they discuss everything that we covered last time? Kate? Did I miss
so
something?
We talked about the individual roles that we each had as well.
Yeah. I'm afraid I incorporated that when I said who was present, but
okay.
Yes, we did. And we did a little bit of team building of making the pictures, but I didn't think those were appropriate to the minutes necessarily. So as a group, I think they're accepting the minutes.
And I accept the minutes.
Okay.
Is that what we're supposed to say?
Yeah. Good. Then we'll move to the three presentations. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. We'll need to move this. Who wants to go first? That's as far as it goes.
Excellent. Thank you.
So we didn't need to screw it in.
Okay. Yeah, that looks good.
There we are.
All right. Thank you very much. One of the biggest issues I thought about from last meeting was the fact that we need to sell 4 million of these remote controls. And I think that this is an opportunity to really take real reaction in the direction of similar of handheld tools that have been used and are used by many of us, and to kind of bring the remote control into the same realm as an accessible, useful electronic device, as opposed to something that is lost in the couch and what have you. So, my main goal here is to re-envision the remote control in this context, and to think about menu functionality and current technology and the fact that it could be interactive with other tools. Some of the research in the market has shown that people really are not happy with remote controls as they are now, and that means we do need to make some decisions about what keys or buttons on the remote control to perhaps keep and what ones to discard. And if we devote some energy into this, I think the recent productions of Real Reaction, the iGo Everywhere Power, and the high definition DVD players, although it makes immediate sense to have our remote control interact with these, I think we can also use this as a platform to make it interact with other tools. And in fact, I think the high definition DVD players and all of this will come along, and we will only benefit from the positive feedback from our well-designed tool. So again, most users really dislike the current look and feel of remote controls. 50%, I think of all these numbers, the most important is 50% of users say they only use 10% of the buttons. And 80% of users, and if we think about this, there are a lot of television, DVD, stereo, remote control users out there. 80% would spend more money on a remote control that looks fancy.
Can I ask where these figures come from? It
was market research, and there were 100 people in the room, so 80 out of 100 said they would spend more money.
Now, in between, as the project manager, they sent me an email from the powers that be, that teletext is outdated, and the internet coming in is important, but that they want this remote control to only be for TV, with incorporating the corporate image, color, and slogan.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we can really focus on this remote, and again bring the Real Reaction branding in, and get some positive marketing for our other tools, even if we directly don't advertise for the iGo Everywhere line. So, an interesting element was the "Would you pay more for speech recognition?" question. So these market research questionnaires looked into your concern about technology, and specifically wanted to find out information about speech recognition.
Okay.
Now, the early adopters, those of us who grew up with technology, and lucky for us, have the cash to pay for it, the young age group without the mortgages and responsibilities, 91% of them would pay more for speech recognition than a remote control. Very interesting. I leave this up to the group to decide if we want to use this, the designers, but 91%.
Is that a large enough target market to target it?
Well, I think, especially in terms of growth, I think this would be a very smart group to target. I mean, 3/4 of the next age group, 25 to 35, are interested. And with the technologies improving, if we can get these...
In real numbers, is the 91% and the 76% translate to in excess of the 4 million?
Yes.
Or 8 million?
Yes. But would you pay more, and does it work, and is it approachable, and did I know that it was... That's a very good question.
Yeah.
I don't know if speech recognition should be included, but I think it's an interesting... I think that maybe shows more about being open to technology.
It definitely needs more research on how much more it would be, and existing examples. and what reactions do they have been.
Yeah.
And
I'm wondering how our target price compares with the typical price of these things. I expect industrial designers should know that, but if we're aiming to build this thing for €12.50, is that a lot or a little?
Exactly. I mean, I did not receive any information on that, but I think the competition, assessing out what other people are doing and what's in the pipeline is very, very important. Because there was a question about, do you want an LCD screen, and that wasn't responded to, but some of the larger remotes do have screens where you can navigate, you know, so it turns into something. Perhaps you all have seen the Osbournes, where Ozzy Osbourne is attempting to manage his super entertainment system with something that looks like a small tray. I think
you're
really
using the wrong age group, unless you're a small population.
No, you're exactly right there. But I think the key is to get the early adopters, people who are familiar with technology, and they'll be.
Well, we're not looking at whether they're early adopters on that screen. That's looking at
exactly.
Age groups.
Yes, and I'm making
the leap
that people who are familiar. Younger people are more familiar with technology than older people, or comfortable, you know.
Mm.
So.
Okay, you have the other power.
I think the most important thing is an attractive, streamlined remote control, and to be extraordinarily reductionist. Power, channel, volume, and everything else is up to the designers. And this is also supported by. The market research.
Okay.
Thank you. That's my contribution.
All right. And we'll turn to the next presentation. I think she said we don't need to screw it in, just stick it in. And then press what? FN and F8 next to the control button on the bottom, and then F8 at the top.
Yeah, press
and then be patient.
Yeah, here we go.
Ta-da.
Well, we're going to slide you on the bottom there.
Okay, I'll just. Do you want to know
it? You can't feel like it. That just sits up to do.
There we are.
That one.
Yay.
That. Left a bit. That one, yeah. And then you just press the click the
right, the technical function is design. Well, I think first off, basically I do agree with what Sarah has defined as your personal preferences. I think we need a more streamlined volume with no extraneous functions. So my method was to look at the existing remotes and what functions they have, and what we all need to discuss is whether we want these functions pretty much the same as what existing remotes have. If we can build on this with the speech recognition, that's not something I've thought about at all. But it's also something we can discuss.
Okay.
And I presume we can miss out functions related to a video or a DVD remote control if this is only going to be satellite
only.
Cable TV remote control. So these are two models of existing remote controls. The one on the left seems to be a fairly standard universal remote control. It has fast forward, stop, play, all relating to movies. It also seems to have channel up and channel down, which is more what you'd expect from either like a Sky or cable remote control,
mm-hmm.
where you've got hundreds of channels instead of a merely terrestrial one. But I think we should be looking more along the lines of the one on the right, which has Also, I play stop and pause and everything. I don't think we need them at all. I think we just need channel selection, volume up, volume down, and I think an enter function where you can access, it's not like teletext, but along the same line, access things on the screen. Not related to the internet one that you mentioned, because that would be far outside our budget and what we want this to do.
And exceed the requirements of expecting
really exceed
those.
The requirements, because the requirements really are just want to be able to change channels and functions, which is more a text on the screen thing than actual buttons. I was thinking something, some smooth, sleek little remote control with big user-friendly buttons and a menu that you can access. But then I do think we need to discuss the speech recognition possibility.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we could go back to the pictures of the what are they called? The pictures of the remote controls and possibly discuss what we think about them.
Or
we should hear what Kate has to say first.
Yeah. Let's hear what Kate has to say.
Maybe afterwards we could do a whiteboard with that. You're the one on the right as a basis. Whiteboard session.
I think the one on the right is as well as less cluttered.
Definitely less cluttered. And I mean, but still, it's. Sorry,
it's there,
I'll
but
I'll just resume something else I was going to say. The style of these is terrible.
Yeah.
I really think we need to not only possibly even materials, like the type of plastic used, but everything, including size and shape of buttons, positioning of buttons, the actual shape of the handheld device, colours.
The ergonomics.
Everything to do with this has to be revolutionized. So that's that for now.
Yes. Now I'm going to bring us down to earth again, I'm afraid, and talk about the actual practicalities of how the thing needs to work. This is the methodology I used in preparing for this meeting. Basically, I've been doing a little bit of web-based research, and if I had a design team, I would have been discussing ideas with them. But the net result is that I've come up with the first cut for the working design I'd like to discuss with you. So let's go back to what the basic function of a remote control is. It's for sending a message, typically via infrared. And the basic components we've got to build in for our 12 euros 50 are an energy source, the user interface, and which will incorporate an integrated circuit that actually composes the message based on which buttons the user presses. We turn that into a message, and then we need a sending mechanism to send it to the receiver. Now, I would have hoped, I think that's my own slide actually, yeah, I would have hoped to do a pretty PowerPoint slide of
my first cut design, but unfortunately the technology defeated me, so if you'll bear with me, I'll do it on the whiteboard. So we want an energy source, which is there. And we've got to think about what that might be. Obviously, we've got wires on this thing. Typically it would be a battery, but open suggestions. And then we have the user interface. Oops. Our main components in there are the chip that actually has the intelligence of the machine that translates button presses into a message, which it then transfers to some sending mechanism, which encodes it, sends the message to the receiver. So those are the basic things that we've got to get in for our €12.50.
Right. But those things, as long as we can get those components, the block that rectangle for the user interface is where the user comes in, of what does it look like, what do the buttons look like, what does it feel like. That's where the user interface is really coming into its own. The technical end is what's actually going to be in there, but also it has to be easy enough to change or repair if something goes wrong. For example, the battery energy source, or what if the chip, for whatever reason, breaks down after a certain amount of time? Do you just replace it? Is there any, because it may be in the same area with several other user interfaces, like for DVDs, movies, whatever, does it have to have a way of being segregated from the others in a different frequency or something?
Well, I may be wrong here, but I've been thinking of this device as being a cheap, mass-produced device. We're trying to sell 4 million of them. That's you know, that's almost one in every 10th household or whatever it is. And I haven't thought of it as being a repairable thing. You just
okay.
chuck it out. And that's why I'm a bit concerned. I like the idea of speech recognition, that's a great idea, but I'm not convinced we can put it into this box for the price that we're going to need to hit.
Do we have some idea of how much it would cost to create a device that has these basic elements? Because then...
Isn't that your job?
No, the chip composer marketing?
Oh.
Or no, the chip composer sender?
Mm.
I don't believe I know.
I'm hoping that my personal coach is going to give me some advice on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Because then we would figure out how much we had to play with in terms of user interface and this look and feel idea.
It does seem as if we're just to do something really simple and mass produced, which is pretty much the same as these existing models, just maybe...
Inspired?
A little bit more inspired. But basically just the same. Although something came into my head is, you know, they always take two AA batteries, which is really not very efficient at all. Could it be possible to have a rechargeable internal battery, like an MP3 player does, that you could just, or a mobile phone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You could, you know, you just plug into a power source with a couple of hours, and then it's charged for ages and ages and ages, and you don't have to worry with replacing AA batteries.
Well, that has another element, which is if every time you're done using the remote, you put it on a charger, then
Mm.
you then it has
So you
a
never need
place.
the batteries, really,
Yeah, but it also has a place,
It's
so
not stuck down the back of the sofa.
exactly.
But then again, I don't know if this is within our price range or not.
That's a really good
Well,
idea.
I think that's a very interesting idea, but I'm not a very good industrial designer and I don't know much about what these things cost. I'll do some research for the next meeting.
Okay. Better than the idea about solar, probably.
Yeah.
Solar may not be so good when you're watching TV at
Yeah.
night.
Yeah.
But it's just so
It would have
annoying.
to store up the energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
And then use it. Solar can
You
do
might be
that.
talking quite heavy then.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that would be too heavy and cost too much.
No, but just a rechargeable internal battery would probably, I mean, it might cost more to at first to develop and to install, but for long term use, it'll be so much more convenient and economic than fiddling around trying to replace chunky AA batteries and not having any in your kitchen drawer.
So do you think we might make that a selling point if it was something that we found we could afford to develop?
Definitely, because I'm thinking in terms of the loss and breakage of remotes, how much of that is to do with it not really having a home, a nest, a place to live. Exactly,
yeah.
So if you can dock it, you know, you could argue
and
that
the dock
this
could
is
look very fancy.
Exactly.
That could be your inspiration.
Still,
That
I
could
don't
be
know if
decent.
It's quite within our price range.
Because you are talking about another component, like another piece of hardware.
Yeah. Okay. Are we agreed as to what our target group is, though? Pretty much.
Well,
so
I
looking
thought
for
of
the
some
younger end.
Exactly, but I think you raised some good questions about are there enough of these people out there? Or are they making purchasing decisions? You know,
yeah,
these are
I was
the
wondering that because I agree that there are people with, how can I put it, more money than sense and
Yeah.
something I usually put more money than brains.
I'll make a note of that, Kate. Good, good comment.
But what I was going to say was that although they may be buying you know, personal music devices and all that, are they necessarily buying TV remote controls? Because they're probably in a household that has a TV if they're the lower end of the age range.
Yeah.
It might be good to know who you know who is actually buying televisions, and are we in a region where people have more than one television in a home?
I think we've got a big hill to climb here, haven't we? I mean, we've
yeah.
got to persuade people who've got a remote control because it came with a telly that they should buy our product instead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or do we make sure that it goes to the through the manufacturer and we sell to the manufacturer
yeah,
as the
Yeah,
remote
yeah.
that goes with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably
yeah,
what would be a more efficient way of doing it.
Yeah, and some of our DVD players incidentally have them because we have the relationship with our own department, but moreover we need to go for the manufacturers.
Okay.
We're not gonna get any resolutions by the end of the day, are we?
Probably not. The other thing that we're supposed to do is make decision on our functions. Our functions, we've so far decided, I think, that power channel volume, make it attractive. It has to have an enter key and of course the number keys. It has to have big user-friendly buttons and definitely we want to be inspired that the current styles are just plain awful.
Do we need, let me...
Is that agreeable to everyone?
Actually, the enter key, I have a chart here that I didn't include. Which might
throw some light on that.
Yeah, those are... Like I have a lot of charts.
Actually, we're you know we are almost a half hour out of the 40 minutes, and we have to get close to.
Okay. I my only comment is I think maybe we could somehow include an enter key in like a power key if power was entered.
Mm-hmm.
That was my only just really in
Okay.
terms of streamlining.
Enter power as a some simultaneous key.
Exactly. Again, you know,
Is
thinking
that
of
okay with you?
menus or.
Sorry, I was
Would
not
that
I was reading the chat to be
Ah.
honest.
So how does that work? How do you avoid switching the thing off when you actually want to press enter?
Well, if you're pressing enter, the thing would already be on. And so maybe when you press power initially, it turns on. Press power again and use that as an enter. So you
Then you
press
have to have a
power
left
after
key.
you've. Well, I was thinking maybe to turn it off, you'd have to press power twice in succession. And maybe power follows something like a channel up, channel down power, and then that would make that choice.
It's not getting a bit complicated. Got
Well,
Granny doing this, or we're just not aiming at Granny.
or something that has a turning dial where the far end is
Who's got
on
an
or off. Yeah, I
iPod then?
don't. I wish. Anyway, that was the only comment about
Okay.
some of the decisions people have made, what's most important. Definitely channel volume, power.
Yeah, things like screen settings and audio settings, I would generally do them on the actual television itself.
Exactly.
Like here you have a a little flat thing with a little control panel on the
Exactly.
actual box itself. I wouldn't know how to do it using a remote control.
Yeah.
So I would say that they are definitely the less relevant.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Thanks for looking at that.
So I guess easy to use is the other thing that we want to be able to do.
We don't want
As you
house
said,
smart.
don't make it too hard for the granny. I just joined that last week.
Congratulations.
First grandchild arrived. So are we agreed then of those things? And let's go back to agenda. And hook me up. This ought to be fun. I probably won't go the first time. I'll probably be like a mess. Come on. It lost it off here.
Are you fine? That's fine.
No, it was up there, but I couldn't see it down here. This time it should be both.
How do you do that? How do you make it do both?
You have to keep doing the FN and F8 to
Okay,
5 minutes to
totally.
finish. Thank you a lot for telling me.
I think you have to cycle through.
Right. We're ready to close. That will be completing a questionnaire. Then we'll have some time for individual work to continue our research. And I'll put some minutes of this meeting together. Your individual assignments are for Kate to do the components, for you, Steph, to do the user interface, and for you, the trend watching. And each of us will get help from our coach. Are we agreed to get ourselves together and then have lunch?
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Then that's the end of this meeting. And I hope that's good enough for her to tell her that's the end. Okay?
Okay. We didn't come to any sort of decision on the functions, though.
Well, I think I went over the functions and wrote them down
All
and
right, that's
marked
fine then.
them. That's what I went over, and nobody was objecting to them.
And you'd mentioned, I was just going to say, could you reiterate the new project requirements? Because
Okay.
it has to be for a TV, just to keep myself.
The teletext is
So we'll skip
outdated.
meeting on the
Yeah, I
The
think
internet
I.
is important. It's only to be for a TV, and it must include the corporate image, color, and slogan, which I think is more in the user range with Steph.
So wait, what actually are these? Is that the yellow and black?
It doesn't tell me.
From their, I'll just use it from their website.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.